We are joined by the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, here, and the Beavers with a fantastic effort by Erin Dieters. She is now in the BSU record books in the top five for most saves made in a single game with 61, the record at 66. It was broken 1999. Janet Hicks set that record. And Coach Scanlon joining us right now. Coach, first of all, can't say enough about the play of Erin Dieters. What did you see out of her today that was so spectacular?
She was outstanding, Kelly, no question. She definitely kept us in the game. I thought that Wisconsin was just a way better team today. They just seemed to be all over us. And, you know, I know last night was a very emotional win for our club, and whether or not that took a lot of the tank out of the gas, I'm not sure. But we just, you know, Wisconsin never really allowed us to get any kind of traction. But, you know, the funny thing was is we had some really good chances. You know, that first period, I think they outshot us, 19-5. And our five shots, four of them were grade A's. I mean, we had flurries. And, you know, even in the second and third period, we had some quality chances. And it's just, you know, it would have been just kind of ironic if one of those goes in. But, you know, Wisconsin clearly I thought was a better team today. And if it weren't for Erin Dieters, you know, this game never gets to overtime. But she was just simply outstanding.
You mentioned your team getting outshot 63-16. A lot of block shots today, again, by your defense and your forwards. 31 total block shots. You don't like to see a lot of that because, of course, that means more bruises for your team. Talk about the play of your shot blockers.
Well, again, you know, we've talked just a lot about the attitude and the mentality of this team. They're going to do whatever it takes. And, you know, a lot of that had to do with, you know, Wisconsin had six power plays to our two, and they were moving that puck around awful well. But, again, our penalty kill did a marvelous job of you know, not allowing goals. But they were able to build momentum off of every one of those. And, obviously, you know, we started getting gas with the same players are killing penalties. But again, penalty kill was outstanding. Erin was outstanding, and that's why it was a 1-1 game at the end of regulation.
Stephanie Anderson's goal that you guys scored again first here today, that is a goal that should be scored by a national team player, isn't it? It was fabulous.
She made a great play. You know, she steals a puck at our blue line, chips it, and then just outraces two defenders. It shows the type of speed she has, and what a shot. I mean, she absolutely just rocketed that thing, and you know, their goalie didn't have a chance. And you know what? Caitlin Tugas could have made it 2-0, and I told the goalie after the end of the game, I said, that really changed the game because Tugas puts that in on that rebound. We're up 2-0. But she reaches back with her glove, and you know, I told Tugas, you're not going to get robbed any worse than that. I mean, she had flat-out robbed her, and then they came down the next shift and tied the game up. So, you know, that's hockey, though. You know, it's a game of breaks and mistakes and you know, big saves. And for them, she might not have had a lot, but that was a huge save for Wisconsin at the time.
You know, you have to respect a goalie who makes a save like that. That was probably your biggest save of the weekend for Davian. But, you know, Erin Dieters, this game, like you said before, could have easily had not made it to overtime had it not been for her. Again, your team on the defensive side played so well today. Penalty kill 100% all weekend against a number 3 ranked Wisconsin team. I think your team is going to be the team that's going to surprise a lot of people down the road here in the last 8 games here.
Well, you know what? I don't know if we'll surprise anybody or not. I mean, you know, we still have an opportunity to be at home in the playoffs. I mean, that's still there for us. It's certainly it's going to take a lot. You know, starts next Saturday afternoon against North Dakota. You know, it's going to be our fourth straight weekend on the road. But you know, I told the girls just now. I said, you know, this one's done. We're not going to worry about it. Disappointing that we were that close to getting at least a point out of this. But now we just got to refocus, and we got a huge game next Saturday. And again, I don't care where it's at, if we're on the road or not. We'll be ready to play.
It's a Saturday-Sunday series. Are you kind of happy to have that extra day this week?
Yeah, no question. I think, again, you know, the travel, all the travels, it takes a toll. But, you know, we have no school on Monday. We'll give the girls a day off, and you know, we'll start fresh on Tuesday, get 4 good days of practicing before we head over Grand Forks. And it's obviously going to be a big game for both teams. So, but we'll be ready to go.
Impressive play by your team this weekend here, Jim. Congrats on yesterday's win and solid effort here today.
Thanks, Kelly.